Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev, on a marvelous Monday and every holiday. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. So, and my handsome husband. Today's Do Not Fear scripture from Revelation 2:10. Revelation 2:10. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you life as your victor's crown.
Hallelujah.
No matter what.
No matter what.
You'll watch us.
Today's teaching's entitled, Is This Your Sign? Is this your sign?
Hallelujah.
I remember standing in a hardware store, which in and of itself is an unusual place for me to be. You can just ask my fine wife about that. But maybe I should explain. I've told you this before, shared it before. But I told honey, as you remember, before we were married, that I'd take you places you'd never been, do things you never dreamed of. But if something broke down, somebody else was going to fix it.
Yep, we just mentioned that. Well, I think on our
recently.
Recently.
But for 51 years and 9 months.
You've kept your word.
I've kept my word.
Yes, you have.
In fact, someone called on our home one day on one occasion and asked me if I was handy. She said, no, but it's close to the phone if you want to speak with him.
Just telling it like it is. Sorry.
So it's noteworthy if you ever hear that I'm standing in a hardware store of any description. But on this particular day, I was on a mission. It wasn't from God. It was from my fine wife. While wandering through the aisles, I came across a spinning rack with various signs, and Lord sparked my imagination. As I reflected on some of those signs, I felt led to relate them to the human experience of our spiritual lives.
Mm-hmm.
One said, beware of dog. Sadly, a lot of churches have Rottweilers and pit bulls. No disrespect to the dogs. People who were easily offended and loud, ready to throw down and duke it out. Philippians 3:2, Message Bible. Steer clear of the barking dogs, those religious busybodies, all bark and bite. All they're interested in is appearances. Knife-happy circumcisers, I call them. The real believers are the ones the Spirit of God leads to work away at this ministry, filling the air with Christ's praise. So we do it. It's important to work and important to note that no self-respecting sign display would be complete without a variety of beware of dog signs. Next one, for sale. Are you for sale? Do your values, principles, and beliefs have a price? The for sale sign indicates that something is available for the honest bid or specific price.
The highest bid, maybe.
That's it. Sadly, many people, young and old, are for sale. And I'm not talking about human trafficking or sexual liaisons, which are bad enough. I'm speaking of people who are sitting with coworkers at lunch. Someone tells a dirty joke and they laugh along with everyone else. They may think they're just appeasing the crowd, but they just sold out their witness.
That's true.
Employees who call themselves Christians, but take home everything from ink pens, paper clips to file folders, or something else that seems harmless and insignificant. But have they sold their principles for a pittance? For those who have sex outside of the marriage bed, or their boyfriend or girlfriend, regardless of how long they've been dated or how seemingly sweet the words of love, they've just sold their virtue. Taking income without reporting it on your taxes, running a red light or breaking into a traffic law when there's nobody around. If you take credit for something you didn't do at work or school, then your principles are for sale. In reality, if we compromise with sin and any capacity, seemingly small or big, we've just sold our soul, and we should have it for sale sign around our necks. We have to think so we don't abandon our heartfelt principles.
Or maybe principles that should be heartfelt.
That's true.
The next one was private property. It's another sign that was on that spinning rack that day. First, it's important, actually it's absolutely essential, that all of us, every believer really, fully understand that even though our name is on the deed to a house and a car, it doesn't really belong to us. And we're not just talking about the bank holding the note either. Second, in God's economy, we own nothing, but we get to manage everything. What kind of managers are we? So here's another observation and a question. The tangible private property that you're in charge of, how effectively are we acting and reacting as a steward of our family, the Most High God? The money to which we've been entrusted, how are we handling God's private property? Are we spending his money, his private property, on foolish pursuits or world-enticed pleasures? Did we ask him before we spent the money? Did he really want us to buy the, 64-inch flat-screen high-def TV on 54 monthly payments? Boy, you can do a car on forever now. Did he answer yes when we asked him about purchasing the $90,000 motorhome so we could have a yearly vacation? Or if those things aren't at your home, think about it this way. We all have something that tempts us to lose our focus. We have to think about it. Third, God is not against us having things. We know that. We've taught it for years. He just doesn't want to have those things having us.
True.
Or maybe I should say allow those things to have us.
True.
If where we live or what we drive or what we wear or what others think about is more important than what he thinks, then we've forgotten whose property we're managing, including our own. You know, the truth of the matter is our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit. We've been bought with a great price, and we are not even our own.
Think about that. That's good.
On a non-financial note, if we allow someone other than our spouse to have access to our physical body, that's a violation of personal property, which is not our own. It belongs to God. 1 Corinthians 6:19, Classic Amplified, states what I was just stating. Do you not know that your body is the temple, the very sanctuary, and the Holy Spirit who lives within you, whom you have received as a gift from God? You are not your own. The next two signs are ones that, well, we can honor in the natural, but maybe not in a spiritual dimension. We'll see. No fishing. Go ahead, baby.
Okay. No fishing. We promise not to fish for bass, perch, or any other aquatic species in your lake, pond, stream, or whatever. When it comes to the kind of fishing talk, go to Matthew 4:19, and it says, "And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men." Scripture is very clear. If you're a follower of Jesus, then you're to be a fisher of men, period, paragraph. My father, who passed at 94 on October 18th, 2020, well, he was one of the greatest fishermen I ever met. He led over 70 people a year to the Lord in the last 14 to 15 years of his life. I remember calling my father on a birthday one time. In fact, I called him four times that day. But I always remember the last conversation. Ask him what was the best thing about his birthday. He said he went fishing. And even though my parents live on a lake, I knew that was not the kind of fishing he was talking about. You guessed it. My dad led someone to the Lord on his birthday. Bottom line, you may not feel like that you've been called to be a soul winner, but just know that God called you to be one, whether you feel like it or not. One of the best ways to be a soul winner is to live the God kind of life and let his love and light shine through you. There's one more sign I saw that I cannot agree to obey spiritually. It says no hunting. No hunting. I'm continually on the hunt to shoot down negative thinking, debt seducers, credit card crack dealers, and the devil of debt and lack. I'm pumped, primed, locked, and loaded for every trick, trap, lie, deception, and wile the enemy is using against the children of God. In fact, my passion, my commitment, is to place a posted and no trespassing signs on the door of every believer who's been on or is tempted by a slew foot of unnecessary spending. We make no bones about it. We're Holy Ghost hunters searching for the good life. Let me say that again. We're Holy Ghost hunters searching for the good life. Proverbs 21:21 Message Bible. Whoever goes hunting for what is right and kind finds life itself a glorious life. Let me say that again. Whoever goes hunting for what is right and kind finds life itself a glorious life. That's such a great scripture. The sign that you've headed to a good and glorious life when you pick up the Word of God, holding on to His promises, provisions. The last sign is one that we're all familiar with. What are we living? It's a welcome sign. Lord wants us, He really wants us to be a welcome sign for those who've lost their way. There come a day we'll be judged on how we welcome those who come in contact with, that we come in contact with. And only we can answer how well we've done our job, or perhaps where we need to improve. It's amazing how God can use a sign to point us in the right direction. It's good to be able to read the signs of the times. Think about that. See, God used those signs to provoke our thinking. And in so doing, we're provoking your thinking so that we can be doing what God has called us to do.
Hallelujah. What a great way to start a Monday.
Amen.
Think of when you see a sign, you know, there's so many, there are actually, quote, I say this, there's so many signs I think God gives us when we see things and we can actually apply it to what's going on now. You know, just little things that happen and He can put a little spiritual twist on it some for us. Anyway, praise God and thank you, Jesus.
I love it when I wrote. I started laughing. I read it a moment ago. When I wrote, in fact, my passion, my commitment is to place posted and no trespassing signs on the door of every believer who's been or is being tempted by the slew foot of unnecessary spending.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Yes, and
we're,
you know,
Holy Ghost hunters searching for the good life.
Yep.
Well,
friends, don't let friends die without Jesus in their lives.
That's it. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.